the shoot at. And like I said, Jake's going to be an important. We need to get him going and for him to put some numbers up for us, but to play well defensively and just play a good all-around game. But more importantly, use that size and strength and his speed. And I don't think he understands or realizes how he needs to use that yet and how good he can be.
That goal came at the 16-16 mark of the third period, but game was far from over because we ended up getting an interference call and a hooking call and gave them a 5-on-3, essentially a 6-on-3 once they pulled the goalie.
Yeah, and I'm not going to get into the refereeing, but we did have an incident on Friday night. So the two gentlemen who were supposed to referee the game did not make it to Houghton. So what they did is put insert two guys who were going to be the linesmen. So they now get bumped up from being the linesmen to the referees in the game. And I thought they did a real good job given the circumstances. I mean, you come to the rink and you think you're going to, just have a nice quiet night and be the lines and not worry about calling penalties. And all of a sudden now you're thrust into a rivalry game, full building. League game has a lot on at stake, and now you're refereeing the game. And I thought for the most part they did a pretty good job in the game.
All right, so the Huskies win 2-0. A big shout-out for Angus Redmond.
Well, a couple things. And speaking of the refereeing, I thought our penalty killers did a really good job in the game. Joe Sean has done a good job. He's taken over the penalty killing now, and I thought he did a great job of preparing our players and has the last couple of weeks of killing penalties. And then Joe also works with the goaltenders. And I know he took Angus out a couple times early this week to give him a little extra work. And you could even see it in practice. Whatever Joe said to him or whatever's done is Angus buckled down in practice more and concentrated and worked a lot harder. And we always talk, and I talk about this sometimes. Sometimes players are not practice players. As much as we talk and push and want to make sure that we have good practices and you're getting better every day, sometimes guys just don't always seem like they're having a great practice or are good in practice. And I'm not saying Angus isn't, but I think he showed so much better in the games than he has in practice. Now, the last week and a half, 2 weeks, he's made really good strides. And there's a reason why he didn't play early in the year. A couple things for that is I'm a firm believer that, your upperclassmen who've put in the time and worked hard and, they deserve the shot. And so, obviously, we went with Matt Winches and Devin Carroll, split the first 8 games. They both started 4 games, and we gave them up the opportunity. I think that's important. I think they earned that right to do that. Then you get to a point and, okay, now, some of the younger guys, we got to see what they can do. And it's gotten to the point where, Angus deserved a chance because of some of his work in practice and because, where we were headed with our goaltending. So it's good to see Angus come in. And like I said, Joe's done a good job. And I still have confidence in all 3 of our goalies. I really do. I think any of them can play. Our team played really hard and strong in front of Angus. He didn't have to do as much, but he made the saves he needed to make. And that's the important thing, Dirk. Make the saves that you should make. And I don't know a lot about goaltending, but I can tell you when a bad goal goes in for the most part. So just stop the ones you should. Take your chances on the real tough ones. And I thought Angus all weekend did an excellent job, and he made some really big saves, especially on Saturday night. But good game for him. What a way to start your college career with a shutout.
Coach, how much did Angus's nervousness in that scrimmage that you had before the season start factor right into whether or not you should play him?
Well, a little bit. He looked nervous there, but and I didn't sense that in the game on Friday night. Mm-hmm. I didn't see any of that. He looked calm. He looked confident, very sure of himself. He doesn't waste a lot of energy. He's a big, big kid. He just stands in the net and says, "Here I am." And I like how he handled the puck. He did a lot of really good things. I mean, he's going to have some moments as we go forward, but just for his first game, obviously, in his first couple games, I thought he was really, really good, solid.
He gets the shutout in his first career start. He made 19 saves on 19 shots, and Angus Redmond gets the win for the Huskies. 2-0, the final on Friday night at the John McKenna Student Ice Arena. We never got official attendance for that game, but it was a great crowd there.
It was a fantastic crowd, and I'm so happy and a proud community member to see our students and our community turn out for the game, but really for the 75 team and all the Hall of Fame inductees, not only the hockey players, but Hosworth and the basketball players, and you know everybody that was inducted into the Hall of Fame. I think just the show of support for them, you know, as well as the hockey team, was huge and really nice to see. So obviously we don't see as much of it because it's done in the intermission. But again, I heard it was well done, and as it was at the football game. So I've commented before, we've got some of the best fans in college hockey, and it was a great turnout. And I don't want people to underestimate how important that is and how much it means to your team and the energy that they feed off of that. You know, I remember as a player when I did, you really feed off that just the energy within the building, and it does make a difference. And I just want to thank our crowd for coming out, and ArcelorMittal for the T-shirt giveaway, and so many good things going on. And I know Joel Isaacson and Gary Krucic, one of our new staff members, they're doing a fantastic job, as well as Cal Larson and the whole crew up there. So thank them also.
Oh, one thing about the inductees going onto the ice, you look at Brent Peterson, you think of how tall Brent Peterson, a very tall hockey player, and then he was out there with JT Luginski from the basketball program, yeah. And he was dwarfed by that. I mean, sure. Sometimes you get to see that perspective big some of those guys are. But
yeah, no question. But, you know, it's great to have them back. I know they had a fantastic time, you know, the hockey contingent of, and I'm sure they all did. You know, you get back and you tell stories and see some of the faces, and you know, you get a Stanley Cup champion and Bob Lorimer there, and you know, Olympic goalie and Jimmy Warden, and so on and so forth. So it was really good for our players to see that too.
All right, we'll talk about game two against the Wildcats when we come back. You have a question for Coach Pearson, you still have time to get it in. DJ@themix93.com. It's DJ@themix93.com. More of the Mel Pearson Show right after this.
Get there early. Put on a hoodie. Put on a jersey over it. Put on face paint. Take a selfie. Get caught taking a selfie. Set up the tent. Set up the flag. Set up the grill. Turn on the pregame show. Turn on some music. Get out the football. Get out the cooler. Get out the ice. Get out the Bud Light. Fill the cooler with Bud Light. Tailgate. NFL fans know the drill, and it doesn't work without Bud Light, the only beer that loves football as much as you do. Bud Light. Raise one to right now. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB St. Louis, Missouri.
In sports, movement is a force to be reckoned with. Your feet fuel that force. At Northern Foot Care Center, Dr. Remingun knows how to treat athletes, getting them back in action sooner. When your feet feel good, performance increases. Games are won and records are crushed. You want answers? We have them. Technology cutting edge. Experience over 28 years. Results game changing. Pro sports teams have the best foot and ankle experts. Now you have one. Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
Remember when you swore you'd never get married, never have four bedrooms and a minivan, and never have
twins? We're having twins?
And then never happens and becomes the things you never want to be without. For all the nevers you now want to last forever, State Farm is there to help protect them with everything from life insurance to college savings and more. And that's the difference between just having insurance and having a State Farm agent.
See Kelly Jepson, your State Farm agent in Houghton.
Not everyone has $1 million, but everyone can have $1 million smile. The smile that lights up a room. The smile that captivates, that instantly puts people at ease. The smile that gives you the confidence to be you. Your smile is uniquely yours. Treasure it. Protect it. Superior Smiles, gentle quality dentistry for the entire family. With pediatric dentist Sarah Matlack, Doctors Fisher, Tony Sarazen, Joe Strong, and Justin Sliss can give you that superior smile. Superior Smiles Family Dentistry in Hancock. Call today for your superior smile. 482-3621.
Hey, let's talk about another big win for the Huskies, and that was Saturday night down at the Barrie Event Center, a venue that you just really don't know what you're going to get sometimes when Michigan Tech and Northern Michigan play. We've played pretty good down there in recent years, Coach, but again, it's you know, it's a big advantage for the Wildcats usually in that building. We scored a lot of goals, 5 goals in that game, and all of them on the special teams.
Yeah, it's an interesting game, Dirk, and we've had some very interesting games there. But we have played better as of late in Marquette, and I think that's important. You know, you go from our NHL regulation size rink that we've been on all year, and then all of a sudden you got to go play on the Olympic sheet, and it is different. You know, just that extra width to the ice arena really can throw you off, because you get out there and you don't realize that you know you're an extra few feet away from the net, you know, width-wise. So you got to try to work hard to get there. And then obviously defensively with the corners, you're a lot further from the net, both defending and